All right, ready to dive into something kind of unexpected? We're talking screws. Yeah, screws. I know, I know. Not exactly the most glamorous topic, but trust me on this one, because we're looking at something that could completely change the game. It's called the UFS Thread Zone, and they're claiming it's the biggest innovation in fasteners in like 50
What?
years. 50 years. That's wild.
Yeah, and they are not holding back on the big claims either.
No kidding. Torque limiting, tamper proofing works with any material, you name it. They're basically saying everything you hate about screws, gone.
And the way they're saying it too, like they call current screw technology outdated 20th century solutions. Kind of harsh, but you got to admire the confidence.
Oh, sure. They're not pulling any punches. So let's break down what they're actually claiming with their 3D screw. They lead with torque limiting, no stripping, retrievable, tamper resistant. Oh, and of course, it works with any material and any finish.
That torque limiting thing, that's huge. I mean, think about how often you've stripped a screw, right?
Ugh, don't even get me started. I try to be handy around the house, but yeah, stripped screws have definitely caused some frustration.
Exactly. But imagine, no more worrying about over-tightening, no more stripped screw heads. No, take that to like a factory setting. Perfectly calibrated screws on every single product, faster production, less waste. The potential is pretty amazing when you think about it.
Okay, yeah, that's a game changer for sure. But then they hit us with this phrase, hands-free delivery. I'm picturing screws just like floating into place, which obviously is not going to happen.
Right, got to keep those expectations grounded. It seems like this hands-free delivery thing is tied to something they call a pilot point, basically a self-guiding tip that helps with alignment. Combine that with the 3D screw's unique shape, and you could be looking at incredibly fast, potentially even automated assembly.
Okay, so picture robots on a production line, just placing these screws with perfect precision. That's pretty cool. But how does any of this even work? What makes this 3D screw so different from what we're used to? They have this whole brain dump section where they get into the nitty-gritty, and it gets pretty wild.
This is where things get really interesting. They start by explaining this force redirect tech, which is all about how the screw is shaped. It's designed to distribute force along the entire screw, not just at the tip like a traditional screw. So not only does that prevent stripping, but it also protects the materials around the screw.
So, gentler on whatever you're screwing into, that's got to be a big deal for like delicate materials or intricate electronics.
Absolutely. And they even talk about using a wider range of materials for the screws themselves. Metal, sure, but also plastics, ceramics, even rubber.
Rubber screws. Okay, now I've really heard it all.
Hey, don't underestimate rubber. Think about the possibilities. A screw that can flex and absorb vibrations would be amazing for anything that experiences a lot of movement.
I never would have thought of that. All right, so we've got these weirdly shaped screws, potentially made of rubber, and they're claiming all these benefits, but they also mention something called 3D angulation, which honestly sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah, I can see why that one might throw people off. Think of it this way. A regular screw is like a flat spiral staircase, one path up, this 3D screw, more like a winding multi-level spiral ramp almost. That's the 3D angulation they're talking about. And it basically means they can control the force at every point along that screw's path.
So each 3D screw is practically custom designed for maximum effectiveness.
That's the idea. And speaking of custom, get this, they're putting gears in these screws.
Gears, like in a screw. What are those doing in
I
there?
know, right? It sounds crazy, but it's actually pretty clever. Gears are all about multiplying force. UFS is claiming that by incorporating gears, their screws can be installed at crazy angles, like up to 135 degrees off axis.
So you could reach places a regular screwdriver could never go.
Exactly. Think about tight spaces in machinery, robotics, even medical applications.
Okay, now my mind is starting to spin with possibilities. This is getting really interesting, but I need a second to process all this. Oh, and then there's component separation, which sounds almost like the opposite of what you'd want in a screw.
Right. Why would you want to take a screw apart? But it turns out separating the components opens up a whole new world of possibilities. They can use different materials for different parts of the screw, depending on the needs of the application. Imagine a screw with a super strong metal shaft for holding power, but a head made of a composite that blends seamlessly with the surface.
Wait, so you're saying you could have a screw that's practically invisible?
They specifically mention composite skins with hidden alloy conventional fasteners. So yeah, a practically invisible screw is definitely on the table.
That's insane. It would be like something out of a high-end sports car where every line is perfectly smooth.
Right. And it's not just about aesthetics either. Think about aerodynamics. A smooth surface is much more efficient.
So a screw could potentially make an airplane more fuel efficient.
That's the idea they're hinting at. Even the tiniest bump or imperfection on an airplane's surface creates drag, which means more fuel burned.
Wow, okay, my mind is officially blown. I never would have thought that something as small as a screw could have such a huge impact.
It's amazing what a little innovation can do.
But before we get too carried away, we have to address the elephant in the room. This all sounds amazing, but is it too good to be true? We're working from materials provided by the company trying to sell this product. So how do we know if this is genuinely revolutionary or just really clever marketing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's healthy to be skeptical, but I think it's worth taking a closer look at the science behind their claims.
All right, so let's break it down. What do we actually know about the physics of this 3D screw? So before we went totally down this 3D screw rabbit hole, we were talking about some pretty out-there features. But I gotta say, I'm starting to see how the science behind it might actually add up.
It's like anything else. Innovation isn't always about inventing something totally new. Sometimes it's just looking at something we already have, but in a completely different way.
So like with the shape of this screw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The increased surface area, the way those lobes and angles interact with the material, it all comes together to create a much stronger hold, and it spreads the force out more evenly.
Which is why you don't get that stripping effect.
Exactly. And don't forget about the materials. We tend to think of screws as being metal, but they're talking about using all sorts of things. Plastics, ceramics, even rubber.
Rubber screws, seriously.
Think about it. A rubber screw that can actually flex and move a little bit would be amazing for certain applications, like electronics or anything that experiences a lot of vibration.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's all about matching the properties of the screw to the specific job it needs to do.
Makes sense. And that actually ties into something else they mentioned, about cost savings.
Oh, yeah, huge potential there.
If you're using less material, if the assembly process is faster and more efficient, those savings really start to add up.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the materials themselves. Think about the reduction in errors and rework.
Oh, right, like the strip screws we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. Each one of those is a loss of time, money, resources. But with torque limiting built right into the design, those mistakes basically become a thing of the past.
So it's not just a better screw, like a more efficient process overall.
Exactly. And that's where they bring in this whole robotically enhanced aspect.
Yeah, that sounded pretty futuristic to me.
It does, but it makes sense. They're basically saying these screws are designed from the ground up to work with automation.
So you could have robots with sensors that can tell the exact amount of torque needed for each screw. And then just tighten it perfectly every single time.
Precisely. And that kind of precision is crucial for certain industries.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like aerospace, where even a tiny error can be catastrophic.
Exactly. Or medical devices, anything where precision is absolutely critical.
And this might be a good time to circle back to something they mentioned earlier about improved access.
Right. It's not just about making it easier for a worker to reach a screw.
They said something about aerohydrodynamics, and I'll admit, I had no idea what they were getting at.
This is where things get really interesting. They're basically saying that the design of these screws, especially the fact that they can sit totally flush with the surface, it could actually have a significant impact on how things move through air and water.
Wait, seriously?
Think about it. Even the smallest imperfection on an airplane's surface creates drag, which means the engines have to work harder, burning more fuel.
So you're saying a screw could make an airplane more fuel efficient?
Potentially, yes. Mm-hmm. If you can smooth out those imperfections, even on a really small scale, the impact could be huge.
Wow. Okay, my mind is officially blown again.
It's amazing to think that something as small as a screw could have such far-reaching implications.
No kidding. I'm starting to think we might have underestimated the humble screw all along. But there's one more thing we need to unpack before we go any further, and that's this whole tamper-proof claim.
Right, because they mentioned that several times, but didn't go into a ton of detail.
Yeah, it's like they dropped a bombshell and then just moved on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So as the expert, what do you make of it? How do you even make a screw tamper-proof? So we've talked about how strong these screws are supposed to be, how efficient the whole system is, even how it could affect things like aerodynamics. But UFS keeps using this term, tamper-proof. What's the deal with that? How do you even make a screw tamper-proof?
Yeah, they definitely played that card a few times, but didn't really show their hand, did they?
Exactly. So I gotta ask, as the expert here, based on what we do know about these 3D screws, how would you even go about making a screw tamper-proof?
Well, it all comes back to that unique shape. Remember all those lobes and angles we talked about? The things that give the screw its strength?
Right, like it's not your typical screw head anymore.
Exactly. Those same features could make it virtually impossible to remove with a standard tool.
So you'd need some kind of specialized tool designed specifically for that screw.
Like a lock and key, but for fasteners.
Okay, that makes sense. But then they mentioned something about internal assembly being key to tamper resistance.
Right. That one's interesting. It sounds like they've found a way to assemble the screw from the inside out.
So even if you could somehow damage the head, you still couldn't take the screw apart.
Exactly. It'd be a nightmare to try and remove.
Wow. They mentioned aerospace and other high security applications. Are we talking about a future where airplanes, government buildings are being held together with screws you basically can't tamper with?
It's definitely a possibility.
That's wild.
And think about consumer tech. Imagine a phone or laptop designed with these screws.
It would make repairs more difficult, I guess.
Maybe a bit more specialized, yeah. But it would also make theft and vandalism a whole lot harder.
That's a good point. So it's not just about making things more secure. It's about making them more durable overall.
Exactly. It's a whole different way of thinking about how we design and build things.
But let's be realistic for a second. There's always someone out there who can figure out how to break into anything, right? Are we really saying these screws are 100% unbreakable?
Well, nothing is truly unbreakable if someone's determined enough, right?
Right.
But this UFS thread zone system, it definitely adds a whole new layer of complexity.
For sure.
Even if someone could find a way to tamper with these screws, it would take a lot of time, effort, specialized tools.
So it's a huge deterrent.
Exactly. And sometimes deterrence is the best security.
That's a good point. Yep. This has been fascinating. And honestly, I'm kind of blown away by the potential of this technology. If they're already doing this much with a screw, what else are they capable of?
That's what's so exciting about these deep dives, right?
Totally. We started out talking about screws, of all things.
And suddenly we're talking about the future of manufacturing, security, all these mind-blowing concepts.
It just goes to show, innovation can come from anywhere. Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into the UFS thread zone, I have to say, I'm left with a whole new appreciation for the humble screw.
Right. Who knew they could be so fascinating?
No kidding. So to everyone listening, next time you pick up a screwdriver, take a minute to think about the ingenuity behind it. You never know. It might just hold the key to a more secure, efficient, and innovative future. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.